Record high lake levels in the mid-1980s caused extensive erosion, and below normal levels the past 3 years have forced ships to carry less cargo to avoid running aground. The International Joint Commission's Frank Bavakwa says this begs the question, is the flow of water out of Lake Superior being handled correctly?
There's also all of the communities along the shoreline that may be susceptible to flooding and erosion. And then there's the recreational use of the Great Lakes, particularly by boaters. And then there's the environmental impacts, which is probably the area where we have the least precision in terms of what we know.
The IJC is asking Washington and Ottawa to pay for a 3-year study of the effect water flowing out of Lake Superior has on the other Great Lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson.